Thanks for letting me in. I really didn't have anywhere else to go this late. Yeah, I said that I would explain what I'm doing here, and I will, but you should probably sit down. It's gonna be a long story. Anyway, I'll give you the backstory first. The real story of my mom. Not the sugar and spice version she has undoubtedly told you. My mom has always blamed me for everything that's gone wrong in her life. If she didn't get the job she applied for, it was my fault. Whenever one of her boyfriends left her, it was because of me. Even if she just dropped a plate on the floor, somehow I was to blame. When I was younger, I thought she was right. I didn't know any better. We're always taught to listen to our elders, you know? Well, my elder was an abuser. Is an abuser. Even after I realized she was wrong, that I had nothing to do with her failures, I had already grown numb to her bullshit. I just didn't care anymore. And it was always the same story with her boyfriends. She met someone, they liked each other, they moved in, and there was a honeymoon period where everything was nice for about 2 weeks. That's how long she could last without reverting back to her old self and starting to be a bitch all the time. And soon afterwards, the man couldn't stand her anymore. And again, you guessed it, I was to blame. But with you, it was different. None of them cared for me. And I didn't mind that because honestly, I didn't care for them either. But you really tried to be a father figure to me. And it didn't take long until I felt comfortable enough to call you daddy. I know it started as a joke, but it wasn't a joke for long. Even the honeymoon period lasted longer with you, almost 2 whole months. And I had really grown hopeful that you had changed her. But as always, it didn't last. This time something was different, though. You stuck around despite any if the bullshit, like anybody else would have left. But every time you defended me, she only became more and more hateful. But I'm really thankful that you stood up for me. Really. You made my life so much easier. Even when she was a bitch towards me, with you around, it was easier to handle. But then she started to take it out on you instead of me. The past 6 months have been absolutely hell for you. I honestly can't believe you stayed for so long. She's treated you like a tool, and I've seen how much it's weighed upon you. And I guess today was the breaking point. So, after your fight with Mom earlier, she came into my room and yelled at me. You finally left her. Obviously, it was my fault. She said I was ruining her relationship. If I wasn't around, you two would be more happy together, but I was somehow making her and you miserable. No, you didn't have anything to say. You don't have to. I mean, I know it's not true. You wouldn't keep defending me if you hated me like she said that you'd do. Knowing this gave me courage to do something I've wanted to do ever since I became an adult. I fought back. I packed my bags with the things that I needed most, told her I truly thought about her, and then I just left. Never in my entire life have I been more proud of myself. The only thing on my mind was to get out of there and go to a person I truly cared for and who cared for me. And that's you. I was sort of hoping I could stay with you for a while. You're not my real dad, and I know that. You have no obligation to shelter me, and I understand if you want nothing to do with my family anymore. But if you'd let me, I would choose you over her in the blink of an eye. I don't want you to decide this right now, but could you at least let me stay for tonight? Thanks. I'm so glad I got that out of the way. But I'm not quite done with the story. The next part is a bit more. Let's just say it's gonna change a few things. Okay. Like I said, it didn't take long for me to see you as a father figure. You were the dad I never had. In a lot of ways, I wish you were my real dad. You're sweet and caring and truly want the best for me. You were the dad I never had. But this will make the next thing sound kind of weird. As time went on, I couldn't stop myself from thinking, you deserve someone better than her. You deserve someone who would treat you right. You deserve me. I won't play games with you. I'll just tell you how it is. I love you. I told you many times I loved you like a daughter loves a father, but I don't anymore. Like, I really love you. No, please don't say anything. I don't think I want to hear it. But I've done some thinking, and that's all right with me. I don't expect you to love me back. Not like that, anyway. I'm tiny and just going to hit my 20s next month, and I would assume you'd want somebody your own age. But here's the thing. I don't want to be your daughter anymore. But you could be my daddy. Like a sugar daddy, but without the sugar. I don't actually know what I mean without the sugar. It sounded good in my head. I guess it meant that I don't want money, but I want to be cared for by somebody I love. Well, it would include stuff like me cooking for you when you come home late or something. I could help with the chores and stuff, you know, and talking about our days, and I think I can give you a little taste of what else. Things like this. Like me sitting in your lap. Me telling you what a handsome daddy I have while I rub your chest. Me seductively breathing on your neck. Moving my face to your ear and quietly whisper, I want to feel your lips against mine. How's that? Did you like how soft my lips felt? I hope so, because you'll feel a lot more of them. It's okay, Daddy. You don't have to hold back. What's the matter? You look confused. I know you well enough to know that if you didn't like this, you'd tell me to stop. But you haven't. If you tell me to stop, I will. I don't want to force this on you, but I really want you. So, let me tell you a secret. I've hurt you with Mom, and I will find that beast inside you before this night is over. I will show you that I'm better than her in both personality and body. That got you going, didn't it? How do my tits feel, Daddy? They fit perfectly in your hand. You want a closer look? Here, help me take off my shirt. Can you unhook my bra for me, too? It's just... Oh, you know what you're doing. I can't even unsnap it with one hand when it's in the front, even. Well, here's your prize, Daddy. What do you think? Oh, thanks for pointing it out. My nipples are hard. Yeah, I wonder why. Could it be because I'm sitting in the lap of the sexiest silver fox I've ever set my eyes on? Oh, yeah. Daddy, grope my tits, play with my nipples, and kiss me. Wait. Daddy, what's this poking at my butt? Do you have a stick in your pants? I mean, it wasn't there when I first got in your lap, so why is it there now? You can't just say what I said. I'm the sexiest girl you've ever seen. Yeah, right, but I'll take it. You want me to suck you off? I thought you'd never ask. Yeah, I'm excited. I've wanted to do this for so long. I've caught glimpses of your hard cock, but I've never got to see it up close. And now I'll get to taste it. This is like I'm dreaming. So pull it out and show me. Oh, holy shit. That is big and thick. And you smell so good. It's almost intoxicating. Can I suck you now, Daddy? The magic word. Wow, okay. Daddy, will you please let me suck your big, girthy cock? thank you, Daddy. I can barely fit it in my mouth. It's literally stretching my lips. I can only imagine what this is gonna do to my pussy. Can you imagine that, Daddy? You think you can fit your big cock inside my little tight pussy? You wanna put it in your little girl's pussy? You'll make it fit. Fuck, that's hot. Your cock tastes so fucking good, too. I bet it's gonna feel amazing, though. You think I can deep throat it, Daddy? Do you want me to try? You're gonna help me? What do you mean? Fuck, Daddy. No, don't apologize. I think that I found the beast I was looking for. And I liked it. Get up? Sure. Wait, what are you doing? Here? You want me to bend over the table and fuck me right now? Okay. Just slip up my skirt and pull my panties aside. Like that. Yeah. Fuck, I know. You don't have to comment on how aroused I am. Just put your cock in my wet little pussy. It's waiting for you. God damn it, Daddy. Do you want me to beg? Oh, fuck. Okay. Daddy, your little girl wants you to put your raging cock inside her quivering pussy and make it fit. Stretch me open, please. I really want you to fuck me, Daddy. Fuck. You're so fucking big. You just thrust it all inside me. If I wasn't so wet, I bet this would hurt a lot more than it did. Yes, it hurt a little bit, but you don't have to worry about me. It's a good hurt. Really fucking good. So don't worry about me. Just fuck me, please. Oh my god, yeah. Pump it in and out of me. Yeah, you were right. You made the hip fit. I can feel my cunt slowly adjust itself to your size. How does it feel, Daddy? Is my pussy good for you? Yeah, Daddy, I'm your little girl. Use me anytime we're alone. Just grab your cock and pull my panties aside. I'll spread my legs for you. No, I'm not an easy slut. Only for you. I'm your slut. No one else's, Daddy. Yeah, I promise, Daddy, I'm only yours. Some more musers, I just don't know how to do it. Just don't. Oh, fuck. Yeah, like that again.
like you. Daddy. Am I prettier than mommy? Oh, am I a better fuck than mommy, too? Thank you, Daddy. That made me so wet. Oh, I don't know how much longer I can last, Daddy. Don't worry about it. No, it's fine. Just come inside me. I want to feel your cum pouring into me. Grab my hips and slam your cock into me, please. Harder. Fucking own me, Daddy. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Please, Daddy, come with me. I can't hold out anymore. Please fill me with your cum. Breathe, your little girl. Right fucking now. Come inside me, Daddy's fill. Bust your load inside me. Just like that. I can feel you shooting so deep inside me. Thank you, Daddy. Wait, what are you doing? You're lifting me up? Oh, onto the couch again. Okay, yeah. I'll sit in your lap again. Wait, I'm gonna face you. There. Much better. Hi again. Daddy, can you hold me? You just fucked me harder than I could have ever imagined, but now in your lap with your arms around me. I feel so safe and satisfied. What about you, Daddy?
Yeah, I could tell you enjoyed it.
You were grunting like
a beast.
I love you so much. You don't need to say it back, but I want you to know that this isn't about sex. Even if it was amazing. What? You do love me.
Like, love me how?
If you love me the same way I love you, why didn't you say so earlier?
Oh. I guess I did tell you not to say anything, but why did you stay with Mom so long if you didn't love her? You're kidding. Because of me? Fuck's sake, Daddy. We could have run away together several months ago.
But at least we're both where we want to be now, right? Daddy, will you tell me you love me again?
Yes, I'm a needy little girl, but I'm your needy little girl. So, about the proposed arrangement. Can I still be your little girl even if we're together?
Thanks, Daddy. I love you.